Thanks for listening to this podcast of Trending with Timory. If you haven't already subscribed, please catch us wherever you love to listen to your podcast, from the Relevant Radio app to Apple, YouTube, you name it, we are there. And if you listen on Apple Podcasts, please be sure to go and give us a 5-star review to help other people discover the podcast. Anything you share in terms of episodes, whether it's texting it to a friend, posting on social media, helps to build up the kingdom for God, to help confront the challenging issues we face as a culture, but with joy, with hope, and with an eternal perspective where our faith collides with everyday life, bringing eternal principles to help us live our life joyfully. I want to talk now about how much I love living these liturgical seasons. You know, there are like moments where it's a hashtag Catholic goals thing where, you know, you see these parents and they are, you know, doing an incredible job celebrating each feast day, and they have special foods, and, you know, they have ways to teach the faith to their kids. Well, I want that for you in your home. I want to continue to grow and implement that as my baby girl gets older, because it's a fun way to live out our faith. Now, something that my husband and I have done actually before we even got married is we've always celebrated what's known as the Passover meal, the Seder meal. Now, if you celebrate the Passover meal on Holy Thursday without acknowledging and the expectation, the fulfillment of Jesus Christ coming, then it's not okay. But to have the fun foods that are traditionally used at Passover, to read some of the Psalms and sacred scripture in anticipation of the coming of the Messiah, and the significance of the Passover, the event that occurred in salvation history when the Israelites, the Hebrews, are freed from Egypt, wandering for 40 years in the desert, who they survive on the manna from heaven, the bread from heaven, a prefigurement of the Eucharist, and the quail that appear. This is phenomenal. And this is a meal that we can implement and help teach our families and ourselves about salvation history. Again, I celebrated this and made the food when I was single. It was so much fun, and we continue to do it to this day. So I want to encourage you to take advantage of the Triduum that is coming up. That is during Holy Week. We enter into Holy Week. We have this transition from Lent into Easter, and we get to walk with Jesus Christ on these days. So Monday is a special day in Holy Week, where I've heard it said by some people that you get to do something extravagant, because Monday usually during Holy Week marks the day, and we read with some of the readings where Mary Magdalene, Mary, comes and anoints Jesus' body with the oil before he dies. It's something that wouldn't traditionally be done of an individual who has died. You know, when you wrap the person in the old custom, it's like the idea of embalming that we have today. And so, and their Judas is so scandalized by this that Mary Magdalene is moving forward with using all these choice and extravagant oils to pour and according to Judas, to waste on Jesus. So it's a fun day. As I've heard some people say, it's a day to do something extravagant. So maybe, you know, you're on spring break with your kids, or maybe, you know, you're just looking for something to do. Find something extravagant to do. It's kind of helpful as we enter into Holy Week with all of the fasting and the somber dimensions, to look at the extravagance of Mary Magdalene, her love for Christ, and that great sacrifice that she offers to Christ in giving her choice in her special oil that she anoints the body with. I think it's a very, very special way to ponder what we can do this week during Holy Week. We also have, you know, Tuesday, which is often marked, you know, pondering Judas who betrayed Jesus, and St. Peter, and the juxtaposition of Judas who betrays Christ, and then St. Peter who denies Christ but seeks reconciliation, becomes our first pope. So that is a day to ponder these two. And there's a Spy Wednesday, which Wednesday is a day where there's a tradition where you ponder the betrayal of Judas, of Christ, if you're following the readings throughout church, and how the coins that Judas uses that he receives for betraying Christ, you can do a little coin hunt in your home, teaching your kids about kind of
the greediness of Judas and even the greediness of the fighting that occurs surrounding that. That's an idea that I love from the Catholic All Year Compendium from Kendra Tierney. 10 out of 10 recommend this book. It's liturgical living for everyday life, and it helps you to live out the liturgy within your home and the saints and the feast days. But one of my favorite things is Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday. As we enter into and toward the death of Christ and into Easter, Holy Thursday, you have the opportunity to attend Mass, the Mass that marks the institution of the Eucharist, the Last Supper, the betrayal of a Judas, the institution of the priesthood. It's a very special day to go to Mass, and there's adoration often at the end of Mass where the Eucharist is taken to a special place because there will be no Mass celebrated again until Easter. Any of the hosts received at the veneration of the cross service is the only day in the whole world where there's no actual Mass celebrated. No consecration of the Eucharist is on Good Friday because Jesus Christ died and we are absent and void of him. And Saturday, he rests in the tomb. It's a day of fasting and mourning. Well, on Holy Thursday, to enter into that, we have a feast in our home. And that feast is we eat the traditional foods and read many of the Psalms and sacred scripture that the Israelites, the Jews, would have prayed in anticipation of Christ and marking the commemoration of the Passover in anticipation of the ultimate liberation that would occur for the people with the coming of the Messiah. It's so neat to dive into sacred scripture, pray the prayers of sacred scripture that would have been read by the Jews in anticipation of Christ, and to eat the various foods. It's so neat in the foods themselves that were eaten during that Seder, that Passover meal by the Jews. They all have something they represent. There's a dish called the Charoset, and the Charoset is a dish that represents the mortar that was used by the slaves in Egypt. And there's some really unique foods that you can eat, everything from horseradish to unique apple type of dishes. There's the carpas that are usually parsley, or you can put carrots and various vegetables, but that represents the back-breaking work of the Hebrews. It's also known as the bitter herbs that were a part of that Passover meal that Jesus Christ would have celebrated. That's what we're marking on Holy Thursday. There's the bitzah, which is the hard-boiled egg that is traditionally on the Passover meal. That represents the offering that was often made prior to the holiday of Passover made in the temple. And it's interesting because in Aramaic, the word for egg is similar to beza, which is Aramaic for desire. And so it's also this idea that God desires to redeem us. And you have the matzah, which is the unleavened bread. Christ is the leaven of the world. This is a prefigurement of the Eucharist. Again, we can talk about institution of the Eucharist and of the priesthood. There's the lamb, the paschal lamb. And I have a great crock pot recipe. I'll post some of this on social media. It's really easy. Garlic, onion, pepper, olive oil, thyme. It's so delicious. And the rule is you have to eat all of it. And there's also the 4 glasses of wine that are part of the Passover meal. And you kind of have to make those mini if you're going to go for all 4 glasses and read some of the scripture that was traditionally read at that time. There's a salt water for representation of the parting of the Red Sea. But this is such a neat opportunity to dive into the richness of the Triduum, this to enter into the sacrifice and the betrayal of Christ, and then to prepare ourselves with fasting to enter into the death and then ultimately the resurrection of Christ. Have a blessed Holy Week, and I hope you use this as a resource for yourself and others.